And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribune here. Going to be a great show, giving away an amazing prize. Wait till you hear. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Hoos of Costa Sunglasses. Costa is introducing its new Pro Series. This high-performance sunglass series includes Costa's legacy frame styles for a finely tuned fit with minimal light intrusion. Each Pro Series frame is designed with vented, adjustable nose pads, sweat channels, and side shields for improved comfort while on the water. Combined with Costa's 580 polarized lens technology, the new Pro Series allows captains, guides, and anglers to see what's out there. Visit your local Costa dealer or visit us online at CostaSunglasses.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what great timing to have Captain Mike in the studio this morning. It's going to be a great show.
It's biting. Yeah, good timing, Captain Mike. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah. They are biting. They bit last night. Bill Kavanaugh checked in first thing this morning. They had 21 bluefin last night, up to 100 pounds.
So, love it. Love
nice weather. The stretch of weather coming up is something.
Yeah, and there's been scores up to like 60 fish, right?
If you get on the right stop at night, it's funny because when we do our seminars when we're leaving, I tell them now, especially on these day and a half trips, we're leaving at 6 p.m. I said, if you have any chance of getting sleep, it's in the next couple hours.
That's it.
You don't know when it's going to bite.
Yeah.
It could be 10 o'clock at night, could be 3 o'clock in the morning. And I said, look, for the next 36 hours, you guys will not get any sleep if you want to be at the rail and, you know,
you play the best shot.
It's, it's good. And some of these night bites are just ridiculous.
So how do you know? I mean, do you just stay up all night and just watch, or do you just stay at the rail, or what do you do?
I do. It's no fun.
Yeah.
You know what? We have some guys. Hailey has been on the boat here several times recently, and the last trip I ran, it was slow. Trip before, well, last trip, not the one they're on now, and we had half a dozen bluefin. He had a limit, and I go, man, he has a knack, and he's the first one in the water.
Yeah.
And if you can sleep and get up and get in the water within like 30 seconds. Because that's when you stop on a lot of those spools, you know, you get one good shot. And as you're coming to a stop, it's usually when you hear your first, you know, hook up. And if you're there, a lot of these guys come walking up out of their bunk after 10, 15 minutes. They're like,
yeah, grab a coffee.
Oh, man, I should probably rig up. We make sure guys are rigged up. We measure their line out. We start marking it. We have everybody, and still the same thing, and we talk about this all the time, the rent rodders kill it. Absolutely kill it. They come on the boat. They have good landing from our tackle shop. They ask what to do. We get them set up. We set up their drag. And usually on a lot of these trips lately, guys that have never been on a boat, guys out on their first tuna trip, you know, knocking out a limit. Just, I mean, it's perfect. You know, if you know what you're doing, that's great. If you don't know what you're doing, sometimes it's better.
So what's the hot ticket? What's getting bit?
You know, almost any of the knife style jigs, some of the smaller ones, like I was saying, Hailey, a lot of small 150 gram jigs, but when they're biting like that, a lot of it's whatever can get down. A 16 ounce torpedo weight with a couple of hooks on it, which still is mind boggling, right?
Crazy.
One of the first ones down in the area, and it works.
I think about how much, you know, whatever this is now, going back 4 years ago when the original flat fall jig was the ticket and the 250 gram glow, and if it wasn't glow, nobody was willing to buy it. And then, you know, we got so into the color and the this and the that of the jig, and, you know, oh, this thing's not worth anything. And, you know, for a 16 ounce torpedo sinker to be amongst the hot jigs now, like,
yeah.
I think we can officially say the paint job probably doesn't matter.
Probably not. And years and years ago when I was still on the Excel, we had Jason Fleck was, he had been chunking, and there was some bluefin, and this is down, I think, outside of Benitas or even below that. He came out, and he was straightening out his line on his chunk rig, and he had probably an 8-ounce torpedo weight, and I didn't know how he got bit. You know, all of a sudden, this bluefin, 130-pounder or whatever comes up. We gaff it. I go, you using a sinker? And he goes, no, man, I was straightening out my line. I go, wait, you caught that on a torpedo weight? And he goes,
no hook on.
He goes, yeah, I was just straightening out the line. He got two in a row.
Jeez.
And apparently we should have started buying torpedo weights back then when they were a quarter of the price or whatever, and started putting hooks on them. But same thing, you see guys do it at like Hurricane Bank, and Wahoo love trying to eat sinkers. Guys come up and their sinkers are chewed down, and you know, you see them dropping down, they're getting hit, and I'm like, God, we should probably figure out a way to do this. Well, here we are 20 years later, and you know, you're buying a $100 sinker.
Yeah, for sure. So those new AFCO jigs came into Fisherman's Land Tackle, right, Rick?
Dart style jig, the crossbreed. I know it's called the 110. Yeah.
With lead in it and stuff. Those things look really good.
Yeah, it's a very good. It's another addition to the dart style lures, and they did a great job. They have really nice hardware and really good hooks and great paint jobs, and
totally different kind of style in the way it's designed.
The same but different. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same style of jig, but it's got you know, the weight is center pivoting so that the jig kind of falls vertical or falls horizontally, but kind of shimmies on the way down. It's a really good looking. Yeah, they did a great job.
That they get bit.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
You put it in front of a hungry one, I'll bet he'll bite it.
I'm like, what size, like if you're fishing those Colt Sniper style jigs, what size?
You know, anything that, I'm still a big fan of the heaviest line you can fish, especially at night, but trying to get a jig down fast. I mean, a lot of this stuff is, you know, 60 to 100 pound. Guys that are fishing the heavy jig consistently, you're talking about 130 with a, you know, 100 pound top shot, something like that.
Yeah.
And
so it's all about getting down to the school as fast as you can.
And you know, just technology and reels and everything else, and that's it. Is you're bombing down, you're trying to get down as fast as you can. Like I said, our crew goes around, measures guys' lines out, so you know, 100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet. You start coming up on some of these sonar schools, you get over the top of them, you know, 60 fathoms. All right, guys, 360 feet. Guys are, you know, guys in the know, guys that do this all the time can pretty much tell you where 360 feet is just, you know, by time. But you get it down there between 300 and 400 feet, but the fastest you can get down, and, you know, we've talked about this years ago, the flat falls, when they first came out, I looked at them and said, how about a stupid-looking jig? Like, that's not going to work.
No way.
And then it turns out that you don't have to, you get bit on the drop, you get bit on the grind. You get bit holding it in gear. Like, just, I said, well, there goes that. And it's the same thing. You know, you get some of these guys that have absolutely no idea what they're doing. They start dropping their jig down. All of a sudden, they're fumbling with a rod, throwing it in gear and coming tight. And you're like, you got to love that style of fishing. It's so fun and humbling, too, because there's still some big fish around.
Is it better to keep it at the depth and shake it around and do big lifts and drops like you were trying to catch a cod? Or should you get to the depth and then wind it back up and drop it back through them again?
Sure.
All the above.
Everything that I thought originally when we tried, you know, telling people how to fish a heavy jig, it's everything.
I'm kind of curious of what the action on a 16-ounce torpedo sinker is, too. What's the methodology?
Yeah. I think we have a pretty good idea what the action is.
Yeah. It's pretty much just put it down and take it up. Put it down, take it up. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And once you start angling out away from the boat, you know, it's key to get up and redrop. And that's you get bit straight up and down almost all the time. Yeah. So that's... You know, and you don't know where the fish are. When they're straight underneath you and we can see them on the meter, we know where they are, and that's where you want to be.
And when those schools don't want to have a boat over the top of them and it's not easy to get on them, and as soon as the boat does get over the top of them, the whole school squirts out from underneath the boat, it is the first couple of things that go blowing through the school that get a bite, and there's not much that sinks as good as a pound of torpedo sinker rocking straight down. And I mean, that's exactly what it is. You're in a big school of fish and something's blowing right through the middle of them. One turns around and eats it. You know, I mean, it's not a big funky flash and a perfect paint job. It's just ripping through the school and while they're still under the boat and that's it. And it seems like and Mike would be able to say it much better. It seems like when the schools do stick to the boat well, they don't bite that sinker as good. But when it's, you know, when it's quick stops and, you know, catch a quick handful and you're on to the next. That's when sometimes that thing, I mean, we originally had that. It was a joke novelty type thing. And now, you know, it's another tool for the arsenal. It's not the only thing. I mean, I don't think I'd go fishing and only have a 16-ounce torpedo sinker with me, but I wouldn't go and not have one.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's another tool.
So what about during the day? I mean, there's good yellowtail fishing going on, huh?
You know, the yellowtail on kelps have been, they're good grade fish, and it's really nice to see it start showing up. And like we were talking about earlier, this cloud cover has been probably one of the biggest hindrances as far as trying to find kelps. Sure. I mean, we're, you know, joking around earlier about it feeling like it's 40 degrees offshore. The guys on top of the wheelhouse are... got slickers, gloves, beanies, everything else on, and you're trying to find this little dark, you know, piece of vegetation floating around in dark conditions. But the kelps that have been found lately, it's getting better and better. We've had some really good days on that, you know, like 8 to 12 pound yellowtail, and what a, you know, nice way to fill in the rest of the day after being up for 14 hours.
And there are a few guys getting shots at the bluefin during the day, too, right?
We've had some, and you do see it. You know, you see flat spots, breezers. We've had some sinker rig fishing. Bill ran the boat a few trips ago and had some good ones, 150-pounders, middle of the day on a sinker rig, kind of like, you know, you would expect to happen. But things seem to get overshadowed a lot. You know, all of a sudden, the sinker rig that works all the time, you know, oh, no, you don't want to use a sinker rig. You got to have a jig. Well, Shane Wright's on another one of our regulars who is a great sinker fisherman. You know, it still works daytime, nighttime, whatever, but you do want to have a complete arsenal from 25 pound on up to, you know, 130 pound. They do still, I know it seems weird, but we do still catch daytime bluefin on occasion.
That's a good thing. Yeah. We like that. Yeah. So you can sleep when you get home, right?
That's what I recommend.
Yeah.
No sleep during the trip.
So tell us about the Tribute what a great boat it is and why did you name it the Tribute?
It's a tribute to Bill Poole. It was the first one of his boats that sold after he passed. I talked to Ingrid. When I had gotten off the Excel, I ran the Legend for a year out of Seaforth. And after that sold, I was approached by Frank Lopresti. He asked if I was interested in finding a boat to replace it with. Obviously a great run, great landing, free parking, something that everybody has to experience. Just the whole parking, the situation of being there. I was put to work trying to find a big open party boat, something that would fill that niche. And looking around, basically anything under 75 feet wasn't an option. And trying to find a nice, big, comfortable, open party boat. And Tim Boeklander owned it as the Dolphin 3 at the time. It was the holiday, which everybody anybody that's been down here, even if you didn't fish, somehow you know the holiday.
Just, right, sure.
That tower, which...
So iconic.
Yes, it was a staple. I mean, it's just waterfront, whether you were fishing or not, the boat always stood out. So, picking it up as a Dolphin 3, I was going over names, and I had worked for Bill for years on the Excel. And, you know, what he did in our industry, you know, what he left behind, I felt like it was very important to carry on that legacy. Legacy was actually an option. I had Legacy and I had Tribute. And there's been Legacies all over the ocean. Yes. Not a whole lot of Tributes. And I talked to Ingrid. Ingrid looked at it. She started tearing up. And she goes, cool. I think the Tribute would be awesome.
Oh,
so
wow.
Naming it became, you know, one of the easier parts. And taking a boat that, you know, is now, how old am I? So... it'd be 56 years old. It's 10 years older than I am. Taking that boat that has so much history and, you know, I'd been back
and classic
forth.
Long range boat.
Totally. I used to, when I came down here and worked on the producer, I used to stare at that thing and go, man, what a great looking boat.
Yeah.
But we, lots of upgrades this year, completely redid our bunk room, redid the wheelhouse, painted a bunch of stuff, just a lot of nice amenities, hand dryers in the heads as opposed to paper towels, just all kinds of neat little things. Sinks big enough to put your, you know, rinse your reels off in. Just it's amazing how far you can keep going. This is supposed to be a minimal boat work here. I said, you know, we'll keep it relatively simple, change out some plumbing and take care of some things that broke last year. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's raining. Let's do something inside. Well, it rained a lot this year.
Yeah.
So you did a lot of time.
There was a lot of projects done this year that I wanted to do, but we did out of default, and minimal boat work turned into extremely expensive boat work.
Yeah.
I am so happy. All the new recessed lighting in the bunk room, redid our air conditioning and everything else. And one of the first trips, you know your AC is working good when you go down, and somebody had taped a rag over the AC vent.
Yeah.
I go, you know what? I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah,
for sure. And one of the cool things, too, back to the Tribute, is you have a really great Tribute on the wall to Bill Poole, too.
Yes, the procession of coming out of the harbor, the day we spread his ashes, the day the boat was christened, young hot Ingrid up there breaking the champagne bottle on the bow, and just a little memory, memorabilia to Bill. And
so was the original name the Holiday?
Polaris 3.
Polaris 3.
So he did, and if you look back at it now, the way the guy worked and the amount of effort he put into our industry, going from, you know, his first couple of boats to the Polaris, to the old Prowler, to the, you know, the Polaris 2, to the Polaris 3, which was my boat, to the Cape Polaris, which is now the Searcher, all in, like, 6 years.
Yeah, right. Wow. Think about that.
Having a giant, you know, 80-foot mahogany plank sport fishing boat, then having, you know, the Searcher, the Cape Polaris made after that. And he had a big active part in designing these boats. So the Tribute is low, wide, solid, great fishing boat. There's not one spot on the boat that's, you know, a hindrance to you. You don't have a wide bow that you can't look over.
Right.
You don't have rudder sticking out behind the boat. It is built with fishing and pulling on tuna in mind, every step of the way.
It wasn't a converted boat from something else. Nope. Like from the ground up, pencil to paper, it was meant to go catch fish.
It's still doing what it was built for. Big roomy galley, nice upper deck. We put seating back up on the upper deck a while back. So every part of it, and you know, it's we do limited load trips, and it looks like with things happening with Coast Guard, it's probably going to get dropped down a couple more people in the future, but. You know, a boat that used to carry 50 to 90 people on overnight trips, now we're taking 30, you know, 32 passengers. And it's really just, it's nice. And I'm so hard on myself with what we do. And you get guys on the boat, they're like, man, what a beautiful boat. Just everything about it. I'm like, oh, thank God. I look at it as, well, we still need to do this. That should be done. But, it's a boat.
A boat, yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. And whoa. Mike has brought a prize.
Yeah, just so much cool stuff to cover, too, and so fun having Mike in the studio here this morning. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call on Let's Talk Hookup this morning at 213 213- 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach it here on the phones at Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text. The text the show option, so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup, and that is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Let's Talk Hookup app, not only is it the only way to text us, but it's such an easy way to enjoy and participate in Let's Talk Hookup. You can hear it anywhere your phone turns on. You can catch the show. It's a great way to listen to all the archive shows. It's just a lot of fun and gives you the only option to text in your questions to Captain Mike Pritchard. We are giving away, as Pete said, such a killer prize. And, man, how generous and such a rad thanks to Captain Mike. One lucky caller or texter, and the way we're going to decide that is with a coin flip at the end of the show today. We'll take one potential winner from the callers, one potential winner from the texters. Mike's going to flip a coin, and that coin's going to designate who our big winner is, whether it comes from the caller or texter side, is going to win not a trip on board the Tribute, but a pair of tickets to go day and a half fishing on the Tribute.
You take a friend.
And a bro are going to go fishing on a day and a half trip. How cool is that, Mike? That's such a rad, rad opportunity for one of our lucky callers or texters.
Nobody wants to fish alone.
Yeah, that's so cool, man.
It is given away as a pair, so you got to bring a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It was so cool. Again,
good time to get a teenage kid or something like that on the boat. Be perfect.
Yeah. You got it, man. Again, if you want to get your shot, 213-432-1090, or send your text through that Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure that you include your contact information when you send us a text in case you're the winner of that big prize of those pair of tickets. When we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got your phone calls. We got your text messages, catch reports, and more. You stay tuned. At Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, this is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality snook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Time to talk about a place where the fish are always biting, and that's Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Boy, I got a piece of, you know, Mark Wish was talking about fresh white sea bass and how good it is.
Oh,
I went in there this week, got a piece of fresh white sea bass. Oh, man, it's so good.
There's nothing better.
Yeah,
no
it's
doubt.
So good. Their case is just amazing. It was hard to decide what to take home, right, between their gourmet shrimp and the fresh Alaskan halibut, all the different cases. The case is just amazing.
So killer because they hand pick their fish. You know, they go to the market. You're always going to find the staples, but then they just hand pick whatever is right. And if a killer load of sea bass comes and looks right, then they get that. And if it's a baqueta from Mexico or if it's a troll caught king salmon, whatever, like that fish is hand picked for the case every day. And there's a reason they call it the freshest thing in town.
That's right, yeah. Whether it's for lunch, dinner, take something home, it's Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Today, more than ever, outside special interest groups want to close access to California sport fishing. Don't let this happen. Join Coastal Conservation Association of California and fight back. CCA California is your voice, your advocate for ocean fishing access. We fight the outside special interests so you, your kids, and their kids can fish for generations to come. Visit ccacalifornia.org and join the fight against more fishing closures.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time getting things rolling here this morning. Again, phones are obviously packed up, but if you want to get through, there is still a shot. 213-432-1090.
Hey, what's better than free tacos? Now listen to this. Mm-hmm. Costa is celebrating 40th anniversary of making polarized sunglasses for anglers worldwide. And this Thursday, May 25th, Costa's hosts an event at San Diego for the San Diego Fishing Community at West Marine Store on Rosecrans in Point Loma. From 4 to 8 p.m., Costa will host a taco food truck in the West Marine parking lot and a bluefin tuna seminar from Costa Pro Steve Carson, the one and only there. And in-store gifts with any Costa purchase, huge raffle of Costa sunglasses and accessories. So this Thursday, stop by West Marine on Rosecrans Street in San Diego and join the 40th anniversary celebration of Costa. That's pretty amazing.
Are they prepared for how many people will show up for free tacos and a seminar?
And who's told me that this is not just basic taco truck? This is like the kind of taco truck.
I hope they're prepared, man.
Yeah.
Like
I'll be there.
That's a real deal.
Yeah.
That'll be
4
fun.
4 to 8 p.m. at the West Marine parking lot.
That's cool. And what day is that, you said?
That's Thursday.
Thursday. All right.
I'll see you there.
I'll be there, buddy.
All right. Phones are packing up. Going to keep Christian busy today. Giving away not one, but 2 day-and-a-half trips.
That's so cool.
On the Tribute. Thanks to Mike
and Odyssey Forest Fishing.
So let's go ahead and get into it.
You got it, buddy. How about we start it off this morning with Ed? He's calling us from Mira Mesa. What's up, Ed? Thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, guys. What I wanted to ask was, Mike, on this yellowtail fishing and that, are they getting that stuff off of bait, or are they using like a piece of iron or something? And if it's iron, what colors work best for something like that during the day?
You know what? So far, I think all of our yellowtail have been bait fish. They still work, just kind of like what we were talking about earlier. I don't think I've seen anybody fish a jig yet. The 6X Junior always works, whether it's blue and white, Dorado, scrambled egg. And same thing with surface iron. You know, you have your staples, the 7X, the Tatty 45. I think the few fish, yellowtail, that I've seen caught this year are still on the small, heavy jigs, flatfalls, stuff like that. You know, Colt Sniper, little heavy jigs like that work for literally everything, even when we're doing our rock cod fishing. And I'm sure there's a few select jigs that if you just stick with those all day, but the majority of our yellowtail that I've seen have been fly line bait fish. And, you know, after a lot of this fishing that we've been doing, people can't wait to fly line.
Totally.
Is there anything on the surface? And it's like, you know, what we did 99% of the time now is like, well, are we going to be able to do that? Yes, that is still an option. And if we're driving around during the day, whether it's looking for kelp patties, breezers of bluefin, you do want to have that, you know, 2 or 3 fly line outfits ready, anywhere from 20 on up to 60 pound.
So we've just recently and still having a real nice south swell. Has that
so
pushed
weird.
Up some good water?
You know, it's interesting because there's so much good-looking water around.
Yeah.
And there's been a very limited, you know, as far as terrapin charts, there's no pictures. Like,
yeah,
the other day,
the cloud cover,
sure,
right?
I logged on, I think the last couple of weeks, there's periods of time where you go 4 or 5, 6 days without any water picture. So we finally got one, and we made a trek from out by the 371 the other day all the way down to Bluance and Otta, and the water was it's still a little bit on the cool side, 61 to 63 degrees, but very, very clean and baited up almost the entire way. There's a lot of really good-looking water. There's probably too much of good-looking water.
Yeah, it's all generically good.
Yeah, you see kelps, and there's no rhyme or reason why they'd be here, not 5 miles that way, but there is a lot of really good-looking water. There's very little dirty water until you get really, you know, in on the beach, but it's I think, you know, obviously it's off to a great start, and we were talking about it earlier.
So there was a huge downhill push there in the early spring and stuff. Has that changed now to an uphill push?
It's weird because on the last trip, I kept looking at this giant south swell trying to figure out why.
Yeah.
And I looked at the, you know, at Windy.
And it's way down south. It's like,
but it doesn't really explain why there's a big south swell.
Yeah.
There wasn't a big storm or anything, but the water in general, it's been very hard to find kelps.
Yeah.
And like I said, part of that's probably the cloud cover, but it hasn't really changed a whole lot. It, like I said, as far as what we've seen, there's good-looking water everywhere. So I don't know if it's pushing up anything, but it's definitely not pushing a lot of kelp patties in front of the boat. But yeah, when you do find one, it usually has some yellowtail on it.
We need to get Mike a pair of the Costa Green mirrors for finding kelps. Those things work.
Do they?
That's Lasley special. Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, I have a great text here from John in San Marcos, and John's going on a 3-day trip, he says, and he's curious about what knot connections, braid to mono, jigs, both, all the jigs. What kind of stuff are you using on the Tribute?
It's still the same. I'm still pretty old school. I still use an Albright on occasion. You know, San Diego, double San Diego. It's things haven't changed a whole lot. A lot of, you know, there is new knots. Honestly, I'm not savvy on some of the more recent stuff, just because I'm old school. I'm
not
still
broke,
stuck
don't
in my
fix
way.
It, man. Pun very much intended. If it's not broke, there's no need to change.
Exactly.
Tying the same way, and a lot of fish have come over to the rail with the connection.
If it goes through the guides well, if you can cast it and it doesn't break, then I say whatever you're comfortable with, which is what I think we've always talked about. Whatever you can tie comfortably, you can tie in the dark, and you can tie quickly is what you want to use. It doesn't have to change.
So I'm curious, is the Albright Special stronger than the San Diego, or the John Collins knot, or the RP knot, or is it about the same, or is it just
I think
the guys
very,
better?
Very similar.
Very
I mean,
similar. Because they're tied similar.
It's virtually the same knot, just tied differently. But, you know, it's not a big deal until you really start getting up in line size. And I was talking to one of our crew members on the last trip about, you know, what do you tie over 100 pound? You know, we try to crimp anything over 100 pound. But if you can find a knot that you're comfortable with that's not 2 inches long, then have at it. But, you know, it's like I said, whatever goes through your guides and whatever you're comfortable tying, you don't want to be doing the, well, I think it might be tied right. It's just whatever you feel confident with.
All right.
Well said. Hey, I had a fun text come through. This is from Elliot in Escondido. Says, I'm a young guy that really wants to become a deckhand this summer. What's the best way to make that happen? And second, what's the most important thing for an aspiring deckhand to do or have? That was from Mike.
You know what? If you live down here, literally walking down, doing it the old-fashioned way, going boat to boat, talking to the owner, the captain, crew members, you know, there's one thing to be said. You can look at somebody's resume, and it could be perfect, stand out, and you meet them in person, and you say, okay, well, you can get more out of somebody in the first couple of minutes than you can in 2 pages of resume. You know, obviously, you wanting to fish, being in the fishing, you know, whether you bass fish, saltwater fish, rock fish, anything, just having that in your blood is a huge one, and it is a lot of work. I mean, it's a ton of work. Anybody that's done this, there's no given breaks, there's no given lunch time, there's, you know, it's like some of these trips we're talking about, we're fishing 24 hours a day.
How did you get started?
I like fishing.
Just,
I grew up in Fillmore, up in Ventura County, by Magic Mountain, and as a kid, I loved bass fishing, trout fishing. I lived by Fillmore Fish Hatchery. We used to sneak down there as kids and fish the little inlet behind it and get kicked out. I mean, we were 7 years old.
Wow.
I moved to Ventura. My mom worked at a restaurant called Pacific Currents that owned Ventura Sport Fishing. So instantly, I migrated onto boats. And it's funny, I had a guy, Dennis Evans, that I worked for as a kid. He showed up down here about a week ago, but worked on boats like the Pacer with him. I worked on it's funny, Bill Cavanaugh's running my boat right now. He's running a trip today. They had good fishing last night. I think I worked for him when I was 10 years old. He's the first guy who gave me money. I got $3.
Wow. Bill Cavanaugh?
I was so stoked to get some side money. I went up and played video pinball with all $3 of it for the next several hours. But the fact that you can make money doing this, and there is definitely easier ways to make a living. It can be, you know, it can work out. There's guys that have done very, very well in this industry. You look at some of the multi-boat owners down here, and, you know, you look at what Frank's done and, you know, what Bill Poole had done. And if you really, really enjoy fishing, that's it. You don't want to get into it because, you know, you haven't done well in school and you're just going to go hop on a boat. That usually doesn't work out. You have to have it in your blood to make it work out.
For sure.
You know, as a young deckhand, I'd get off working 30 days in a row and go fishing.
Ha!
That's what you want to see.
Sure.
Now I do that. I just try to get away from the ocean and go fish bass.
There you go. All right, let's jump into those phones.
You got it, man. Well, they are absolutely jam-packed full. Let's talk to Jake. He's calling us from San Diego. What's up, Jake? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, guys?
Oh, man.
Hi, Jake.
You're awake.
I am awake.
How's it going, Jake? Talking to the lucky bride and groom.
Going good, Mike.
Oh, is this the gentleman that got married yesterday?
Last night.
Last night?
That's me.
Congratulations.
Hey, congratulations, yep. Jake. That's awesome.
You know what? If you look at our Facebook page, he was up there. I just put it back up this morning. We'll throw a little shout out to him and Nicole. Got married at the Bally High last night, which we all know very well.
That's very impressive that you're up at 7:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Jake.
No kidding.
And it's funny what we were talking about earlier. Not being a drinker now and watching the process of Mai Tais hit people at the Bally High is fun. But
yeah,
I met Jake on the boat years ago as a passenger. And he, like I said, I have a picture up on our Facebook page of a nice 200-pounder that he knocked out a little while ago. And now that he's married, he should probably enjoy that picture because we all know once you're married, you don't fish anymore.
Uh-oh.
Not true.
There it is.
I helped him clean it.
How was the wedding?
Thank you. It was amazing.
Beautiful. Perfect.
Right on the water, beautiful weather. Everything's great.
That's the spot.
And Mike was the best man. Did he do a good job?
Captain Mike did the best.
Better than I thought he would.
But when you freelance the speech, you don't have it. You know, anything written down or whatever, but it's a good thing I'm comfortable talking in front of people.
Yeah.
I was told to keep everything PG, though, because Grandma Marge was down there, and 99% of the stories I had, apparently I wasn't allowed to tell. So it was a great night, great guy, great fisherman. Nicole likes to fish as well, and I look forward to seeing all of them on the boat. And no, you do not get to win the trip.
Well, that's awesome, and congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
That's really cool.
And congratulations for being up at 7:30, too. Wow.
I know. I did my wedding at Bally High, and after those Mai Tais, there was no way I was making a 7:30 a.m. call. Congratulations again, man. That's awesome, you guys.
Yeah, that's cool.
Save some breakfast for
me. We did not participate in the Mai Tai thing.
Oh, did?
No. But it's fun to watch. No.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, that's one thing.
It is fun to watch.
We all know the Bally High, and it's... their drinks are something else.
Yeah.
And it's so fun to watch it happen to other people now.
One of my most favorite spots in San Diego, no doubt about it. Del and I had our wedding there. Amazing spot.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, congratulations. We're going to find out what's going on in the Baja right now. It's time to talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours Today. That catch report sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. Your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop. They do a full deli, snacks, beverages, ice, boating supplies. And for your freshwater tackle needs, visit East County Bait and Tackle, all the products and know-how from success, and also the new brand new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. All the stores are fully stocked with products and know-how for a successful time on the water. Dana Landing is right next to the Lawn Tramp across from SeaWorld and Mission Bay. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more info. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Cass.
Buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro.
Casman.
Traveling man.
Yeah, a lot of traveling. Got more to come. Heading up to Sun River here in Oregon. Take my grandsons and son-in-laws up for 3 full days of golf up there. And should be a lot of fun getting together with the boys and having a good old time playing golf and maybe having a couple of brewskis. But, then after that, I'm heading down to Bay of L.A. with the buddies for fishing, and then off to Christmas Island. It's finally opened, and, you know, it's been like 3 years or 4 years now that we've been waiting for to be able to get down there. And
as of May 2nd, they opened up the place, and gosh, what a beautiful place. Just looking to get back there, fish some bonefish, and of course the offshore fishery. What a fantastic fishery they have down there. So looking forward to that.
Oh man, it should be amazing after a 3-year break. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, there hasn't been any tourists there. You know, just the island people there, and there's not that many people there on the atoll. So, but as far as fishing goes, Loretto continues to hammer the yellowtail, and of course, the good news this May time is the Cabrilla and the Dock 2 Snapper are coming into the area now, and they're starting to pick up some really nice quality fish there. Like I said, and then early season roosters have made it up there. They're getting a few roosters up that far already. As far as the southern Baja goes, East Cape, San Jose del Cabo, and Cabo, this is just right marlin time, and the fish are there. You just got to go out and get out there 10, 12 miles and put some bait to water or troll, and you'll pick up some striped marlin. The banks there up around Punta Gordo, up toward the Diamondback, San Luis, Vinorama, not all the action that we'd see that normally this time of year, but they are getting some nice tuna on sardinas and also on the chunk squid bait. They're reporting some 70, 80 pounders being taken, not many, but they're there. It's been early season wahoo too. They've been getting some pretty nice wahoo. I think they had one that was probably 50, 55 pounds. And of course, a few Dorado. Let's see if those Dorado come back like they did last year and come in just huge numbers. I mean, what a fantastic Dorado year it was. And it lasted through the winter. And, so let's see if that really picks up again. And of course, inshore roosters are in there now. The big boys should be coming right behind them. But right now, they're pecking away at those 15 to 25 pounders. Recommend you release those fish. Don't kill them. They're such a great, great sport fish to catch, and we got to keep those fish around. But look for those 50, 60, up to 70, 75 pounders coming in as we get into June and July. So it should be some really good rooster fish. But anyway, that's the report for this week, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday. You want to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, South America, Christmas Island, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. Talk to you next Saturday.
Cast Man, great report as always. Glad to hear Baja biting so well. And, yeah, we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, Ricky. Take care, man.
Thanks buddy. Cass. Appreciate that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including a bunch of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's finally back. The Longfin and Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having the Shimano Super Sale Saturday, June 3rd from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's truly a big event with amazing sales on Shimano and almost everything else in the Longfin. After 2 years of COVID supply shortages, the Longfin is fully stocked and ready for this not-to-be-missed tackle sale. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on almost all fishing gear in their massive inventory. Every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 3rd. Shimano Day at the Longfin is one day only, Saturday, June 3rd, starting at 7 and open till 7. The Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. Check thelongfin.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here with Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribune, talking some fishing, having good times, man.
Yeah. Look who's on the line, Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, what's up, Brandon?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, Brandon.
What's up? What are you doing?
What am I doing? Kind of our usual program going where we got to go to catch sea bass this time of year and getting ready to do our bluefin thing. This year, that means we're up north and running out of Channel Island sport fishing. Just Catalina never really panned out for us this spring and winter, and seems like it's more consistent up there. So we've been up there. We've had good action on halibut and sea bass, and definitely the year of the halibut kind of everywhere. So that's been kind of fun and kind of different.
Yeah, you sent me pictures, man. Some giant yellows, some giant sea bass, and huge halibut. My God.
It looks so cool.
Yeah, pretty good. Kathy had a 42-pound yellow, and we had a new client get a 63-pound sea bass yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
It's, you know, there's smaller fish mixed in, but I almost feel like between that and that fitting fish that was at Santa Cruz a couple weeks ago, kind of the grade of fish we used to catch on the coast here is up there this year. So we'll be up there until mid-July, and we'll start tunas out of Fisherman's Landing next week, too. One of the Parkers got repowered. It has this brand-new Yamaha, electric Yamahas on there, so we're looking forward to that and having a hassle-free season.
Wait a minute. Electric Yamaha?
Yeah, they have those electric, electric steering, essentially.
Oh, okay,
and it's the whole system's integrated, so your autopilot's Yamaha, everything's Yamaha.
Wow.
What a trip.
That's
really
cool. Is that the 28?
Cool. That's one of the 28s, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so
I always love your guys' program, Brandon. It's like you take the boats wherever the fishing is. You don't, I mean, whatever that is. And, like, you know, whether that's you're telling the customer, hey, man, we're going to meet down here or we're going to run out of this landing. And, I mean, you guys have been everywhere from the top of the Channel Islands to San Diego, Oceanside, Dana, wherever it is, like wherever the best opportunity for your customers to put fish on, that's where you put the boats and run out of
it. Don't forget the Wahoo lobster combos. I love telling people about that.
Lobster, yeah.
Well, when there was Wahoo around. Wahoo and lobster combos. Is just, I was like, you know what, dude?
You win.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So much of this stuff feels like another lifetime ago, including when you could just leave at 6 p.m. at night and go out and catch sea bass and do two trips a day and fish right off Camp Pendleton. That's kind of not a thing and hasn't been for a long time. So it's taken a lot of adjustment to make it, for sure.
Yeah, well, that's kind of your program there at Bite Sport Fishing, is just adjusting to the conditions. The other thing you sent me this morning was pictures of fishing beautiful reds and other cods in 50 feet of water. Is that right?
Come on.
Yeah, Muddy can probably talk to this more than me, too, because he's from up there.
When you see free-swimming reds, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, so cool.
We did that on Monday. I had never done that, and we had the weather for it. It was just the dream spring weather day for Southern California. So the captains and I who went? Rock Cod, Danny Fitzgerald went.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah. Very cool.
So my boys and the other three captains, we all went and, yeah, lift pulling Johnny Bass, trolling and testing Johnny Bass in red. Red, just like Muddy's talking about, red swimming around on the surface. So Wes was catching Johnny Bass and reds on the surface iron. Like, I had heard about this, but I had never done it.
And no way.
It was really cool to do it once. We got a handful of halibut in Kyler Harbor, which I had never been to, drifting around elephant seals. Like, this exists in Southern California, and it was something that none of us had done before.
Yeah, think about the hours on the water that, you know, your combined boat had, and to see something like that so infrequently, that's pretty special.
It's pretty amazing. Pretty cool. Whole different world there, especially when the weather is nice and water is clear. It's like what he's explaining. You're chumming up Johnny Bass, and there's, you know, Johnny Bass doing backflips, and you can see reds chasing your jig. Like,
oh, that's so cool.
It's different world.
Yeah. So how do we get in on this world, Brandon? How do we go fishing with Bite Sport Fishing?
We're running out of Channel Island Sport Fishing, which just has always gone at Cisco's, if you want to do that. And you can call the landing, and you can book online for open parties. That's a Thursday to Sunday thing up there. And if you want to fish tunas, we'll have an open party schedule up at Fisherman's Landing here next week, and you can always give me or the landing a call there as well.
All right, so bitesportfishing.com, you can book at either landing site, too?
Yeah, exactly. Or just call me. I'm easy to find.
Brandon, we always get so many questions about open party opportunities going fishing with you. Any of that possibility going forward? I mean, I know that it's mostly charter fishing, and charter dates always get swooped up really fast, especially when the, you know, when the fishing gets good. But we always get calls and texts anytime you're on about open party opportunities.
Yeah, we're going to do at least two trips a week out of Fisherman's, and I have the three boats now, so I kind of have like 0.5 too many boats. So it's not like how it was at the beginning when it was one boat or even two boats and you had to book at the beginning of the season to get on. There's always a way, save for, you know, Saturdays and Sundays the week of, but we can always get guys out now.
That's awesome.
All right. Again, yeah. Bitesportfishing.com, and what's your phone number, Brandon?
It's 949-212-0719, and I'm home for the weekend here.
Sweet. All right. Give me a call.
Guys.
Get on a trip.
All right.
Good weather this week.
Thanks.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Super good weather.
Yeah. It looks phenomenal. So get on it. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate the report there. That sounds like fun time.
Cool.
Fishing,
my God,
sure.
That sounds fun.
Hey, Corey from Claremont says he wants to go yellowtail fishing on the patties with you. And what's the outfit? What pound test?
For the flyline yellowtail thing, like it said, 25-pound, 30-pound test. Our bait has been pretty good. You know what we've seen lately is just phenomenal anchovy.
Oh, like, kidding.
If we had albacore, if we had yellow-finned chum up, anything like that, I'm sure the local half-day guys are digging it. But there's been plenty of anchovy big enough to flyline. So on any of these trips, you want to bring anything from like a number four, not a four rod, a number four hook on up to probably a four rod. But 25-30 pound test would be ideal for the yellowtail that we're catching now. And, you know, just something you can cast out. And, like a caller earlier, having a yo-yo jig set up and a surface iron set up is not the worst thing ever.
Okay. All right. Good tip.
That's great. Well, the phone is absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Mike, so we're going to jump right back into it and talk to Daniel calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I have a question for Captain Mike. Hey, Mike, what is the most common mistake that you see people doing when they're fighting a bluefin?
It could go from the get-go. Right off the bat, make sure you don't get overly excited and flip your reel out of gear, which I've seen here recently in the last couple of days. You know what? It's as long as you get together with the crew first thing, let them check your drag. I'd say 90% of the time, and I think it's gotten better over the years, but guys don't have enough drag on their reels. You know, if you're fishing that heavy stuff, if you're fishing 60-pound test, 80-pound test, 100-pound test, it's amazing what you're like, how hard those fish pull when your drag's set properly. And, you know, you see a guy fight a fish for 40 minutes that doesn't want the crew touching their rod, and you finally get a hold of it, and you'll see this. You know, somebody will finally hand it off to a crew member or something, the crew member winds it up. A lot of times the drag set too light, or, you know, you'd be amazed after 20 minutes or half an hour how little you're putting into it. And you think you're pulling as hard as you possibly can, and you're leaning on that fish, and you start getting tired. And it's you watch the fish, you watch it circling, and you know that just with that little teeny bit of extra, you know, drag or effort, that thing's going to come right up.
You need to do more than just bend the rod.
You do. And, you know, a lot of these, two-speed reels now, you put it in low gear and you put the rod on the rail, which was horribly frowned upon for decades. A lot of these railroad setups, you put that rod on the rail, as long as you're in a position where you can keep following your fish, you put it in low gear, you have your drag set, and you can winch on these things. And that's probably one of the things. You just listen to the crew, make sure that your drag is set accordingly from the get-go. Last trip I ran, we had two daytime fish broken off both times because the guy's drag was too tight, which I'd say usually is the other way around. But, you just want to make sure that you're set up, and if you have any questions about it, get together with the crew and let them.
That's the key,
get
right?
You dialed so in.
Mark that line. Make sure for everything. Nighttime, mark that line.
Like I said, you would take a lot of these rental guys, never caught a tuna before, get them on the boat. We do a very, very in-depth tackle seminar on the way out. We will take everybody's gear, whether it's rental or not, if you ask for help, and we will break it down. Sometimes we switch your reels out with the reel that we have on the boat. Akuma and Seeker are two of our sponsors, and we always have stuff on hand, but sometimes guys will come out and they have gear that's just not adequate or performing properly. Get them dialed in, get it switched out, show them how to do it, what to do, mark their line, get their knots tied up, and basically as long as you're willing to listen, we're going to point you in the right direction every step of the way.
So why is the rental gear at Seaforth so good and those people are doing so well? Is the line all marked? Is it what's the story?
It's not marked, but it's taken care of.
Okay.
It's always got a new line on it. They go through the reels all the time. Our tackle shop does a very, very good job at making sure all of our rental gear, whether it's two-speed heavy gear or lighter, is in good working order. And like I said, it's something that we, take the rental gear and we go over it and we check the drag, we mark the line. And it's just all that when you start putting it all together, it's the right recipe for what you're going to do. And then from there, if you have any questions about pulling on your fish, I guarantee you're going to have at least one or two crew members behind you pointing you in the right direction the whole time.
Seaforth invests in really high-end two-speed rental tackle and has a team of people whose job it is to make sure it's premium. As soon as those reels come back, everything's inspected, lines redone, connections made. Reels maintenance, like everything. I mean, it's full-time work to make sure that there's premium rental tackle available because they put premium effort into it.
Yeah. And for the nighttime jigging things, are they using mono, fluorocarbon? What are they putting on?
Well, so all the heavy setups have Spectra on them. And then from there, the landing gear is going to come with mono.
Okay.
And we recommend, if same deal. If you're up in the tackle shop and you ask the guys, hey, what should I do? They're going to point you in the right direction. You're going to go over and see whether it's Dustin, one of the guys at the tackle shop. They're going to be like, okay, this is the jig you want to buy. This is the sinker you want to get. They're going to get you lined up, as best as possible for what we're doing. So it's just, from the time you walk in, you're going to be pointed in the right direction the whole time.
Dig it. Awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to kind of check in with the catch report. We might even check in live from the Tribute. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few, it's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80-pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A speed guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis dealer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know. CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.